Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Monday, the 11th of January. In the news today, we have international cricket, as well as the Super Smash to bring up to date with NBA action over in the USA. Our athletes have been active in the skiing and the snowboarding over in Europe. We've got beach volleyball action down there in Nelson, and also the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Hi, I'm Paul here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget, we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning of the week, 7 days a week. So you can always get your sports news here. And also, you can listen to us as a podcast. So check out New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite podcatcher, be that iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, all of those wonderful places. Let's kick off then with the football. And there were three games yesterday in the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership. Hamilton Wanderers and Team Wellington fought out a one-all draw. Eastern Suburbs lost at home to Hawke's Bay 2-1. And Waitakere United also lost at home to Auckland City 3-0 in that one. That means that the standings are very, very tight. Auckland City are top of the table on 13 points. But Team Wellington are also on 13 points, just behind them on goal difference. They're chased just 1 point back by Hamilton Wanderers, and just another point back are Eastern Suburbs. So the top four all covered by just 3 points. So very, very tight there in the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership. They're back next weekend with more action. Over in the skiing, and and Alice Robinson had a disappointing race in the St. Anton World Cup Super G. She missed the last gate, which meant that she was disqualified in that one. This is just a disappointing result for her, clearly. She's new at this discipline. Her main discipline is the giant slalom, which should be back in action on the 16th and 17th of January in Kranjska Gora, Slovenia. So when she gets back to her more favoured discipline, hopefully it will see she'll do a bit better than that. In the snowboarding, we had a fantastic result by Zoe Sandorski-Sinot, who claimed a gold medal in the FIS Snowboard Big Air World Cup in Kreuzberg, Austria. This is a three-run event with your two best scores counting, and with her crashing on the first run, that really meant those second two were going to have to count. She'd learnt a new jump over the summer, or in our winter here in New Zealand, which is a backside 1080. She was really wanting to land that in competition. She did so in her second run, and then a switchback 900 meant that she won the event. We saw, and it was the seven Kiwi athletes were taking part, including Cool Wakashima, and her debut, finishing in a credible 17th place there. So congratulations to her. Some good results there from our Kiwis over in Europe. Moving on then into the NBA, wins for the Suns over the Pacers, 125 to 117, a good win. Also, the 76ers lost to the Nuggets, 115 to 103. That really does tie up the table, top of the tables in both of the conferences. In the Eastern Conference now, the 76ers and the Celtics are both on 7 wins and 3 losses at the top there, with three teams chasing them on 6 wins. Over in the Western Conference now, the Suns and the Lakers are both on 7 wins and 3 losses as well, with the Clippers just 1 game behind them. The Pelicans currently are 4-5, just 4 wins and 5 losses. They will be back in action tomorrow, that's Tuesday, at 2:30 New Zealand time, taking on the Mavericks. So catch Steve Adams in that one. There was the final day of the Nelson Super Slam in the New Zealand beach volleyball series. And in the semifinals, Tilly and Pooley beat Hannah and Van Oort in straight sets, winning 21-17, 21-10. Zimmerman McDonald beat Moshe Lindsay Brown, also in straight sets in that one, 21-10, in straight sets. Sorry, make sure I'm not sure I've got the correct scorings there, so sorry about that. But they both went through in straight sets, meaning that the first and second seeds met in the final. Their cracking final in this one, with Zimmerman and McDonald taking the first set 15-21, but Tilly and Pooley fought back to win the second set 22-20 and the third set 15-9 to win the tournament. So congratulations to Tilly and Pooley, two ladies that I saw practicing on Waihee Beach last week. Yes, their practice over the festive period has meant they've won the first event of the New Zealand Beach Tour, sponsored by GJ Gardner. So congratulations to them. Over in the men's event, and again, both the semi-finals were won in straight sets. Watson and Timmer beating Arnold and Hulson, just like they did in the opening round, the double elimination formats, giving every team two chances to get through. Hartles and Nicklin beat Placid Celine Thomas as well. So again, the first and second seeds are making it into the final. Here though, Watson and Timmer took this out in straight sets, 21-13, 21-15. In that one. So congratulations to them in that. And we'll obviously be keeping an eye on the beach volleyball tour throughout the rest of the summer. Moving on then, and it's cricket next. And don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. this evening for Swinging from the Hip, where we'll bring you all of the, we'll be talking obviously about the test match over in Australia, as well as looking at the Black Caps tour, or Black Caps, sorry, schedule for this year that was announced yesterday by Cricket New Zealand. So do join us at 8 p.m. for that. In the cricket though, Australia scored 312 for 6 declared in their second innings. Stephen Smith with the 81, yes, a big return to form for him, with 131 in the first innings and 81 in the second innings. Cameron Green also scored 84 in that one, in that innings as well. And that set up Australia well with a big lead. India, in reply, are 98 for 2. Rohit Sharma put on 52, and Shubman Gill put on 31. So 71-run opening stand, not bad at all, until they were separated by Hazelwood. And not long afterwards, Cummings took Rohit Sharma's wicket after a very good first innings bowling from him. That means we now have Pujara and Rahane in their 9 not out and 4 not out with a day's worth of batting ahead of them to save the match as India trail by 309 runs currently. Over in the Super Smash, and we had two games yesterday. First up, the Central Hinds took on the Canterbury Magicians. The Central Hinds were put into bat and they scored 101 off their 13 overs, led by McKay. That's the Canterbury Magicians innings. The Central Hinds went in and scored 100 off their 20 overs, the loss of 9 wickets. McKay leading the bowling with 4 wickets for just 10 runs off her 4 overs. None of the Central Hinds batsmen really got going. McKay then led the batting as well, scoring 48 off 33 balls as Canterbury Magicians chased down that total within just 13 overs, winning the game with 7 overs to spare for the loss of just and 8 wickets. Shadwell on 29 not out and Ibrahim on 15 not out steered the side home. Over in the men's competition, the Central Stags batted first, scoring 186. Young led the way with 68 runs, Bracewell with 37 off just 16 balls at the end there, helped to speed things up the Canterbury Kings, in reply, batted out their 20 overs, scoring 168, so losing by 18 runs. Mitchell with 71 runs off 46 balls, led the batting in that one. Bracewell taking 3 wickets in that innings, removing the two openers very cheaply as they both fell in the opening over, meaning that they were 2 wickets down for just 1 run at the top there. A run out in the 4th over meant that really losing those 3 early wickets meant it was always going to be a hard chase for the Canterbury Kings. In the table then, that still sees the Wellington Blaze top of the women's competition, on equal points with the Northern Spirit, but ahead of them on net run rate. The Magicians climb up into 3rd with 2 wins and an abandoned game from their 3 games. The Central Hinds still looking for their first win, having played 6 games so far. On the men's side of it, the Central Stags held on to second place with that win, or cemented second place with that win, meaning they're now on the same number of points as the Wellington Firebirds, top of the table, again, just trailing them on net run rate. Canterbury Kings sat in 3rd there with Auckland Aces still looking for their first win of the season in that one. You have now started the day the best way of speaking with all of your important sports news. Hope you have a wonderful start to your week, folks. And don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. this evening for the Swinging from the Hip. And also I'll be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with the morning sports briefing.